is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
Special report from ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot. Iran's supreme leader saying Monday in his first comment since the U.S. bunker-busting bombing of nuclear sites, attacks on Israel will continue. No mention of the U.S. or President Trump. Ayatollah Khamenei is said to be in hiding. And maybe for good reason, based on what President Trump said Sunday at the White House, ABC's Mary Bruce.
The president suggesting that maybe there should be a change in leadership, saying, quote, if the current Iranian regime is unable to make Iran great again, why wouldn't there be a regime change? This as the president continues to push for those talks and warn against retaliation.
The FBI and Homeland Security calling governors during the day warned them to watch out for any uptick in cyber activity. The State Department urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Oil prices are higher because Iran is a major supplier and its parliament is threatening to close off shipping through the Straits of Hormuz. This is ABC News. More than half the New York State counties are under states of emergency declared by Governor Kathy Hochul for severe storms upstate that killed three and extreme heat downstate. About half the U.S. population is under a June heat alert. No shelter from the summer swelter. At the movies, another triumphant weekend for How to Train Your Dragon.
I can't kill dragons.
Dragons emerged victorious over zombies and aliens at the box office this weekend with the live-action remake of How to Train Your Dragon, taking in about $37 million in its second week of release.
There's no rescue.
The horror sequel, 28 years later, which is new this weekend, put up a healthy $30 million for the number two slot. Meanwhile, Disney's Elio raked in about $21 million, worst opening weekend for a Disney Pixar film ever. Mike Dubusky, ABC News.
Disney is the parent company of ABC News. I'm Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
The Trump administration arresting and deporting these supposed gang members without giving them due process is one of the steps to becoming an authoritarian government.
Dale, thank you so much for the call. And again, I second all of that. Bring them all back and afford them the due process that's a part of our nation, a part of this law, and a part of our tradition in administering justice.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Like my
swollen, tired eyes. I'm up all night and I don't even try. Cause time's slipping, slipping, slipping. Cause time's slipping, slipping, slipping. Cause time's slipping, slipping, slipping. Cause time's slipping, slipping, slipping.
Yeah.
Two great songs from Cat and the Hurricane. We start every hour with our double dip of local sounds, and we did it with Cat and that Hurricane. Why? Because they just cleaned up at the Mama Awards. Look, they took home five different categories. Catch up with the Mama's news by going to themamas.org. And that smart calculator that you have in that pocket of yours will take you there. The new car smells of the brand new Atwood Music Hall, who hosted this year's Mamas, is powered in this half hour by Turtle Island Dispensary. The Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flowers, tropicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, growing supplies, and even those wonderful rose bath bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison, or ship right to your door at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com. Mr. Newsky is live at the UW campus here on 7-4. This is brand new music you can't get anywhere else on any of those electronic sites. You have to go just to a special Bandcamp page. Learn more about that whole story by going to Terry Barr's interview with him on our podcast page. This is Bitter End of Beginning on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
All in the glove box. Gasoline, Listerine, guillotine. I'm in between love. I'm just getting started on the bitter end of the beginning. The beginning. I'm just getting started on the bitter.
And then Bing Bong in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. You can catch Bing Bong 7-4 at the Monona Community Fest or at the High Noon Saloon on 718. Both great shows, one indoors, one outdoors. I might go to both. Speaking of great live stuff, Eddie Berth is live at Atwood Avenue on 726 at the Chocolate Shoppy or on 716 in Sun Prairie. No pen, no paper. Don't panic. Follow along Max Inc. Radio on the social media things. And just like that, we'll keep you in the loops of what's going on. Here is Smoke From Your Gun on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. Well, she's old and she's weak. She yearns. I said, hold on, this lady is crying. It turns out her husband is dead. But she's old and she's weak. She yearns to be seen for beauty and youth and his blood. Bottle of whiskey's just part of his history, his mind.
safe. Now, I don't know what it's like to march towards the light, but I bet you I'm sure to have faith.
This is hour number two, and we're moving right along. In fact, right along into our last break in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. We do it with Armchair Boogie, who is live on 627 at the Blue Ox Music Fest in Eau Claire, and then 629 in Fond du Lac. This is All My Friends on Max Inc. Radio.
There's a pile of rocks sitting at the corner of the field. I find myself on top of those stones. I'm feeling all sorts of feels. There's a light shining down from the heavens. Shining so bright and so loud that I must have my dang old head in the ground. That's the way it goes after a night like that. Yeah, last thing I remember, I was plucking the banjo. We were having all sorts of laughs. I wouldn't do that to myself. Why would I drink my night away? Oh, yeah, that's right. All my friends, they told me to do it. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence. Sadness. Sell me the Holy Ghost. Sell me some sort of way to get on with my day and forget where my troubles are at. Find me over for dinner and buy my woman too. Give me a pretty baked beans, tater salad, far too much bother. All my friends told me to do it. I know they might seem like a bad influence, but they're how I get through it. All my friends.
robots, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh my gosh, is that your new puppy?
Yes, she's so cute. But I have to work long hours now. We need to get her out for an afternoon walk.
We love Hotel K Pet Sitting for our dog walks. They're local, dependable, and totally spoil our dogs. And scheduling is so easy on their app. Plus, they send daily messages with pictures. It really gives us peace of mind while we're working all day.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at Noah's Ark PetCenter.net, a health food store for your pets. Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com.
Turtle Island Dispensary has your access to products and information to improve your quality of life. Flower, topicals, extracts, gummies, mushroom spores, and growing supplies. From Acapulco Gold to Amber's Rose Petal Bath Bombs. Stop in at 831 East Johnson Street in Madison or visit the website at shopturtleisland.com. That's shopturtleisland.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Oh,
Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Let's do it on the dance floor. Let's do it while we can.
Local sounds on Max Inc. Radio, the Geology Club, and then VO5, who I'm going to see next at Atwood Fest in July. Check out the amazing lineup at atwoodfest.com. All these local artists who are crammed into 2 hours thanks to this local sponsor, Good Neighbor Fencing, redefining boundaries through excellence and craftsmanship. Good Neighbor Fencing is in Madison and provides top-tier fencing services throughout Wisconsin. More than just building fences, Good Neighbor Fencing creates tailored experiences for each client. Wood, vinyl, chain link, aluminum fencing, they have it all. Find them at Good Neighbor Fencing Company at wisconsinfencing.com or give them a call. They do it all at 608-395-4546. That's 608-395-4546. Fat Function now on Max Inc. Radio, who's also getting to be at Atwood Fest. See what we did there? Two in a row. We'll be right back. That was Sweatbox and Fat Function on Max Inc. Radio, another Atwood Fest feature artist. And I was thinking, why don't we do two in a row? Both on Saturday, 7/16. Next, we have Mama Dig Down's Brass Band on Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Find us on Facebook and become a fan. It's Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
In my eyes, you're like a perfect flower with the poisonous stem of barbed wire. You're wrapped around my reason, I'm paralyzed but gratified. In my mind, I try to justify the lack of my defense, but over time I disconnect my feelings until everything inside is as cold as ice. It's almost like falling in love, but I calm my conscience down. Too much is never enough. Crazy as you are, we fit together. It's one of those things you could call compatibility. Stop in the dark distortions of obsession.
That was Avengers Assembled on Max Inc. Radio, the After Hours show. We're going to leave you this week with M. Shays. They did an amazing job at the MAMA Awards last week. This is In the Middle of Now on Max Inc. Radio. See you next week, everybody, right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Time.
sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
When Republicans try to be cute, they always end up looking like Wile E. Coyote in the old cartoons. Governor Evers is the Roadrunner, and his veto pen is the Acme anvil that keeps getting dropped on their heads. If what they want to do over the next few weeks is not pass a state budget, it would be best for them to get one of those tiny cartoon umbrellas to guard against another Acme anvil that voters are going to drop on their heads.
Weekdays 6 to 9 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on Civic Media app.
ABC News Special Report. I'm Wayne Cabot. President Trump saying late Sunday monumental damage was done to all nuclear sites in Iran by U.S. strikes, citing satellite images he did not show. Iran's supreme leader, in his first comment since America's bombing, said Iran will continue its attacks on Israel, not mentioning the U.S. The Pentagon bracing for retaliation against American troops in the region. But Iran has other options, too.
Energy infrastructure, transportation, water, wastewater, all of those are things that we need to be cautious and look for in the near future.
Says ABC News contributor Elizabeth Newman, who worked in Homeland Security during Trump's first term. She says the number one concern is a cyber attack. The State Department is urging Americans abroad to beware of anti-American demonstrations. Americans themselves are demonstrating here in New York. President Trump saying, why wouldn't there be a regime change in Iran? Make Iran great again. This is ABC News.